For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Columbia Public Schools have had challenges and triumphs when it comes to remote learning. KBIA's Jack Kozowski tells us how Superintendent Peter Stiepelman sees the past and the future of schooling at CPS during COVID-19.
Dr. Stiepelman discussed how the school district is planning in-person graduations for high school seniors.
We will schedule small in-person ceremonies for the end of July and into August. And so that's our goal, is to get a date on the calendar.
The school district has laid out a tiered plan that would bring students back to schools by the fall for in-class learning.
And families should know that, you know, a return in August may look markedly different than what a traditional school year has looked like in the past.
Stiepelman says that there are three options possible for the schools this fall, including traditional instruction, a hybrid model, or complete online learning. If the school district has to use a hybrid model or goes fully online in the fall, Stiepelman says CPS is working to train teachers and give them what they need to make more online-friendly curriculum. Stiepelman says that the school district will be expected to perform even better in the fall if online learning continues.
The Boone County Clerk's Office is mailing sample ballots and notices of polling places to voters this week in advance of the June 2nd municipal election. Those mailings will include applications for absentee ballots for those who want to avoid exposure to COVID-19. Voters should pay close attention to the notice of polling place that will be included in the mailings. Many polling places will change as a result of the pandemic. Governor Mike Parson's Show Me Strong recovery plan went into effect yesterday, allowing for businesses to reopen in the state. Governor Parson announced that he will be extending four of his COVID-19-related executive orders through June 15th. Monday also saw Missouri's largest single-day increase in COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began, with many of those tied to a meat processing plant in northwest Missouri. Had there been no coronavirus pandemic, delegates from the United Methodist Church would be convening this week for a likely vote on breaking up. A split has seemed inevitable because of differences on same-sex marriage and ordination of LGBTQ pastors. But due to the virus outbreak, the church was forced to postpone the potentially momentous conference. That leaves its various factions in limbo for possibly 16 more months. The deep doctrinal differences seem irreconcilable, but for now there's agreement that response to the pandemic takes priority. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.